The Guardian.
One of the difficulties is that to conduct a small-scale trial, it will cost you, say, $25,000. But to add in security, and this means fences and 24-hour security guards walking around it, you're talking an extra six figures on top. So for universities to do this, it's a deal-breaker. One of the scientists we're talking about is Howard Atkinson, who's a plant biologist at Leeds University. He had his trial of GM crops trashed earlier this year. It was one of only two trials going on in the entire country. And he is now unsure whether he can do it again, because does he just try and do it again without any security and see it happen again? I mean, it's a very difficult position for them.
So tell me, what are these scientists saying that the government needs to do?
Well, essentially, they're saying that trials of genetically modified crops need to either be done inside a sort of national facility that would be sort of akin to a GM fortress, if you like, that would be very secure, or that these trials should be done at in fields that essentially secret locations around the country.
So does that mean then that if these crops were grown in some kind of sealed off environment, that that would really take the wind out of the protesters' sails in any case, since there wouldn't be the potential for contamination?
Well, it could go either way, because first of all, the idea of having a sort of what I call a sort of a GM fortress, it wouldn't actually be covered and it wouldn't be a huge sealed greenhouse. This would be just a well-protected ginormous field, essentially, and it would probably be at one of the an existing plant trial site in Cambridge. Now, there's that idea of sort of putting all the GM trials into one location, having very good security around that. And the other idea is obviously to keep these small-scale trials, keep the location secret. The problem with doing either of these, I think, is that it could make people think that there actually is something to worry about. As soon as you put crops inside a sort of Colditz-style environment or keep them secret, people will necessarily become probably even more wary about them. I think the scientists see that as the lesser of two evils. At least they will get their trials done, is their view.
Currently, the locations of the trials have to be disclosed, don't they?
That's right. And the British government has very little room to manoeuvre on this, but there may be some room. The location of GM trials at the moment have to be disclosed using a complete six-figure grid reference, which means anyone can get an ordnance survey map and essentially locate the field. This is according to an EU directive which the UK has to abide by. Now, the scientists are basically saying that just gives protesters a very easy way to find their trials and trash them, and they also say that the reason that legislation was brought in was only really to inform nearby farmers of what was going on, farmers and growers nearby, so that they knew if something was going on in their local village, for example. But it wasn't really supposed to be just this complete disclosure of what was going on.
So is there any potential for some kind of secure website, putting the information on a website that only the scientists would have access to?
Yeah, I think there are some scientists out there who think there is some room for manoeuvre, as I was saying. One of those options might be to be a little more vague about where the site is. You may have to give the county, or you may have to give a general area, but you wouldn't pinpoint the field. The second is an idea that's been tried in some places, where the government essentially compiles a list of all the trials and the locations, all the details of what's going to be planted there. But to get that information, you have to apply to them, and you have to give a good case as to why you need that information. My view is that information would inevitably get out to the GM campaigners anyway if you did it that way, but at least it's another barrier.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.